Hey girl, I just wanna let you girls know that I'm a real messy bitch. A liar, scammer. I love robbery and fraud. Messy bitch who lives for drama.
It's the trapologist coming through with the tea. We coming with the news, the culture you wait and see. Classy trap queens are the only thing to be. If you hear the laugh and vibe, come take a seat.
All right, we're back. I'm Kay.
And I'm Key.
And we are the Trapologists. So you already know, you already know what it is. Our social media is The Trapologist on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on whatever you want to do. So we even got a SoundCloud. So, I mean, if you ended it, you got a little rap career, follow us on SoundCloud.
Hey.
Period, poo. Okay, I need to stop saying it. It's becoming a bad habit. our email is thetrapologist@gmail. And we'll get into more things you can send to us. So sponsorships, of course, we're looking for sponsorships. And we have a new segment called Ask the Ratchets, where you can send your ratchet questions or any questions that you really want the trapologist opinion on. And we'll get into that a little bit later in our episode. So it's scamming season.
Scamming. Our inner Joanne.
Right. I like scamming and I like fraud. I love Joanna.
Bruh.
And that little mouth movement.
Yes.
Whoa.
But I mean, the video we just sit back and like try and find that one. Like,
mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I haven't seen any good videos. Like if y'all don't know what we're talking about, Joanne the scammer, that's all you need to do. Google that. Hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Hi. But
hi. If you can relate, type hi in the comments. But it's scamming season. So the scammers are out there. The girls are fighting. It's scamming season. So we're going to discuss a couple things that like may not technically be a scam, but it feels like a scam, and then some actual scams.
Yes. So the other day I was on TikTok because, you know, I have a problem. I came across this TikTok and that's exactly what it said. It said, what's something that's clearly a scam, but we've been conditioned to believe it's normal. So after
that's a whole nother topic.
Girl, what? So after I watched it, I posted it on my story. And then I also asked my followers, like, okay, what are some other things that we feel aren't scams, but feel like scams? So, of course, people said education, you know, everyone's always saying college is a scam. One thing, a couple of them that were interesting to me were like bottled water. And I was confused. At first I was like, what? Like, what's scammy about that?
But right, then, y'all knew hotels out here.
Yeah, I was like, huh? I was like, okay, like y'all capping, like what's so bad? But then when they explained it, it made a lot of sense. So basically they're saying, you know, this is a natural resource and people have to pay for quality resource. And it's like, what? And apparently, girl, listen to these girls.
Girl.
So apparently they are trying to, on Wall Street, they're trying to make it a commodity so they can trade it on Wall Street.
That's crazy. I've heard like people are going to like try to further monetize water. So like we already know like some countries like don't have like readily available access to clean water. And in the United States, we actually waste a lot of water. I can't remember what I was watching, probably some documentary, but it was talking about how like in California and in Mexico, like with the whole avocado boom, like people were actually like drying out their water supply. And like the economy, like whoever's in charge was supposed to regulate the water, but they really didn't. But like they really out here rationing water some places. And here in America, like I know people always talk about like when we flush toilets here, like how much water is actually in there when we flush, like compared to other countries, like it's a lot lower. But
that's so crazy to me. Like,
I mean, yeah, it is a scam. Like, I guess technically you could say you're paying for people to make sure it's clean, but who knows?
But they say sometimes, like, especially when you look at the, like, the pH balance in some of this water, where it's like, this water ain't no different than the water out the tap.
I mean, like, the pH could be different, but it could have, like, less toxins or mineral. I don't know.
I just thought that was wild. I just thought that was crazy. Because I never, like, before they said that, I never even thought about that.
Yeah. I feel like I seen that on a documentary. Oh, because then they'd be like, fresh spring water, and this water don't be nowhere near a spring.
I was watching this one documentary. I cannot remember right now what it was about. No. I don't know the name of it. But it was about a lot of different, I guess, scams in a way. Like, they talked about makeup and, like, how people counterfeit makeup.
I think we be watching the same stuff, gotta be.
Yeah, because remember there was one about recycling and how they really just dump it somewhere.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff that we actually try to recycle isn't recyclable.
Yeah, and they, like, make money off of, yeah, it was wild. I cannot think of the name of it, but that was a really good documentary. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, and the docuseries, I feel like I'm, growing to like them more than documentaries, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So another one, something that was interesting was like a luggage fee. Like, and that's something true I never thought about either, because if we already pay for a plane ticket and we have to pack things, then why are you charging me luggage fees?
Right. Like, I could see when it get excessive, like you bring in 200-300 pound bags or something crazy like that.
Absolutely.
But like, just for general carry-on, like, so some places it's included, but you know, Spirit, they be taxing you for breathing on the plane. Like, it's just a lot. I think included, or like, I don't know.
Yeah, like Frontier also, like a lot of times if you're on Google flights, Frontier will pop up, but they don't mention that you can't have a carry-on bag. But it's just like, I feel like, you know, American, they give you one free carry-on. But I feel like I should get a free carry-on and a free checked bag. Like, I'm already on the plane. The space, it's not like y'all just added a new section on the plane for me to add my bag. It's already there. So why are you charging me extra?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Yeah. I feel like that's
Damn, I guess. I feel like, I don't know if this made the list that you see on TikTok, but I feel like taxes is a scam.
Ooh.
Like, literally pay taxes on everything you buy. So, like, why at the end of the year are we talking about taxes again?
That's true. Like, you talking about, like, sales tax or, like, taxes out of tax?
Like, I'm paying sales tax. Y'all taking tax out my check. There's tax on a Netflix subscription. There's tax when you at McDonald's. There's tax on everything. So why is there a yearly tax time? Like, why are we talking about taxes again?
And you know what? It's crazy because that's basically your... Okay, so... Well, you probably already know this, duh, but because it makes sense. But in order for me to process this, I have to say it out loud. So, you know, of course, like at the end of the year, we get our refund. And that's basically them saying, oh, we took too much from you. Here's your leftovers.
Like, just get it right.
But that exactly, like, why can't that already be there? And exactly like you said, my sales tax. So although I didn't earn this money, so you're taxing the money that I work for, like that I put my time, my energy into make. But yeah,
you're taxing again when I want to buy something with it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't understand that. I don't understand where our sales, to be honest, I don't know what our taxes are doing anyway. That's a whole nother segment that I need to be
educated. I mean, it do fit into the scams because, you know, people be stealing. So.
Oh,
embezzlement.
Bedazzle.
No. I don't know why that reminded me of that word.
What?
Embezzle reminded me of bedazzle.
I mean, it sounds kind of close. I can see where you got that.
It got Z's in it.
Hey, so why not?
So, we play a word association game one day.
Huh?
We should play a word association game one day. But okay.
Let's write that down.
Okay.
So another one was the fact that insulin costs $7 to produce, but it costs $99 a vial.
So that depends on the kind of insulin. So everybody listening, if you have people or family members or you yourself is dependent on insulin, if you go to Walmart and get the Relyon brand, you can get a vial for $26, including tax. So they have the R, the N, and the 70/30 Relyon brand. But I agree, like, if it's not that, you can't afford insulin. I was just watching that Dirty Money documentary, and they was talking about one big drug cost boom that really made news a couple years ago when they took the drug Daraprim that people were using, used to cost like $1 a pill, jacked it up to $750 a pill, $750 a pill, and like just outrageous people like hoarding it, like just doing a lot because there was no regulation on it. People, I mean, it's a scam. It was on the Dirty Money. Like,
what is that medication used for?
So it's not used for like a lot of different diseases. So the whole premise was they took a medication like that was rarely used and it was pretty cheap. So the population of the people that use that medication was small anyway. So they're like, you have two methods to kind of gain profits. You can either increase the cost or you can increase the number of people that need that medication. So you can't like increase the number of people with like certain diseases. So they had no other choice but they had several choices, but they chose to increase the cost instead. So with that, it's for people, like it has like a couple of different indications, but a lot of them are for people that have HIV and AIDS and have a severe, with AIDS, like it weakens your immune system, blah, blah, blah. And you have opportunistic infections. So like normal bacteria or something that someone who has a healthy or functioning immune system, it wouldn't affect, it affects them. So it's for like all those weird infections, that like toxoplasmosis and stuff like that, that can affect you if you have HIV.
Wow.
Or any compromised immune system.
They took it from $1 to $750
per tablet.
One pill?
One.
Are you sick? It's just like, of course, I understand. Okay, people are corrupt. But when you hear stuff like that, it's like, that is inhumane.
Yeah. So you have people out here dying because they can't afford this medication and spending their last money like, oh, do I get this medication? Do I get food? Why are you out here just getting buku money from it? Like, don't you feel something?
It's only one freaking pill.
Yeah.
One.
And that's like cash price, no insurance.
What?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So if you ain't got insurance out here, you like, oof. And I don't think it's actually gone down since then. Like, this was a couple years ago when they boosted the price like that. Let's see. So now I'm looking right now. The brand name tablet, so the actual Daraprim, is $900 per pill. And the generic pyrethamine is $796 per pill. And this is an AWP, average wholesale price. And this is a range. So like if you go to one pharmacy, it might be different, but it's way different than $1 per pill.
What?
Yeah.
I'm still shook at this per pill. Like, is this one of them where it's like... Mm-mm.
You take it every day. No, you take it every day.
Bro, come on.
Yeah.
Every day for the rest of your life?
Depends on why you're taking it.
One pill, $900-something. Are you serious?
Yep. I mean, and that's not even, we can get into cancer drugs, but that's a whole nother.
I'm so disappointed. Yep. This is, oh my gosh. Okay, so that's wild. That I just learned something new. That's wild. So one last one. That feels like a scam. When you were talking about taxes, the lady on the thing, she said that we actually pay property taxes forever. Like, even if you already paid off the house and the land, you still pay property tax.
I'm not adult enough to know much about that. Like, is that just for the actual land or for the house? Like, I feel like that's different than the house.
Yeah, she said so basically, even if you paid off the house and you already paid off the land, you still pay property tax. Like, no matter what, you are still paying taxes on it. even though it's already technically paid off. I'm not really adult enough to know much about houses and mortgages and stuff, but apparently whatever the world average is in America is we pay twice. So yeah. If the world average is $5,000, in America is $10,000.
And then like, what's the tax for? Like if I'm cutting my own grass, like it, can someone explain? Because I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like usually I feel like taxes should be for a purpose. So like Social Security tax, I'm paying into that so like people can get Social Security. Like property tax, if it's my yard and my grass and I'm the one cutting it and taking care of that water, whatever, what am I paying for?
So it says that the tax is levied by the governing authority of the jurisdiction in which the property is located. But why do we pay? Okay. It says the first goal of the property tax is to generate revenue for local governments to do stuff like providing school, roads, parks, and police protection. Hold up. Mm-hmm. I thought I paid it in my regular taxes.
Child. I feel like it's convoluted cause, so you won't know.
I hate it here. So now the real Big Brother scams.
Oh, yeah.
Bruh, when you put, first of all, shout out to you for putting me onto that documentary, the docuseries, Dirty Money.
Yep. Everybody's scamming out here.
I felt so bamboozled.
Yeah.
I felt like a buffoon.
No. It ain't your fault, shawty.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, okay, so on the episode I saw, they were talking about Wells Fargo and how they were the golden child of banking. And they just talked about some of the employees were whistleblowers for, you know, some of the things that were happening in the company. Apparently people were opening false accounts, opening accounts for their pets, their, you know, animals, dead people, all sorts of stuff, opening accounts or credit cards and for people who did not sign, who did not, they didn't gain authorization for. That's basically what the episode was about.
I think it's more problematic why they had to do it. So they were like giving people outrageous quotas. So like they would, one of the whistleblowers said like every day you come to work, 5 days a week, they would ask you, so how many new accounts are you going to get today? And they would say 8. And everybody around the room said 8. So, like, there ain't but a limited amount of people where you live at. And you can't get 8 a day forever. So, like, they started having to do all these things, like he said, like, opening stuff for dogs, opening stuff for people who ain't even asked. Do-do-do-do-do. Because they would, like, get penalized when they didn't, like, risk their job, risk their income. When they didn't meet these 8 accounts a day or whatever.
Yeah. I totally just lost my train of thought.
Maybe. But.
No. That was before that. I lost it. It's being gone.
Out of here. Bye-bye. But yeah, like, so they were opening false accounts. So one dude was talking about when he started there, the person that he was talking to, they were like, oh, do you want to open an employee account? And he was like, no, not really. I mean, I got my account, so it should be fine. And then like, he finally agreed because she like kept asking him or whatever. And then he finally agreed, he was like, okay, you can open a checking account. He was like, okay, I'll just get my checking there or whatever. Then come home a couple days later, got all his stuff in the mail. He done had a checking account, a savings account, and a whole credit card. So she got 3 accounts, and then he was like, he was pissed off. But then later, as he like started working there, he was like, I understand why she did that, and I ain't even mad at her.
Seriously. And you know what really made me sad was that story he told about that guy that came in, and that was so sad. And it's crazy because they said this was like 2012. I don't remember even hearing about this stuff. I mean, I probably wasn't really aware of it. I was just in high school. Mm-hmm. But it's just wild to me. Like, they said that the CEO at the time, he's been like basically banned from ever working in a bank again.
I mean, he made billions. He okay? I do not feel sorry for this man. He done made plenty money. He'll be fine. He don't need to work nowhere.
Oh, you know what that remind me of? What? Another thing that's not a scam but feel like a scam: overdraft fees.
Yeah, they. I mean, and then that's kind of what that old man, that sad story, like the overdraft fees. He was trying to avoid his overdraft fees. He was like, I only get a limited amount of money and I need my money to eat. And y'all keep taking all these fees. Then they got him to open another account. So to try to avoid the fee, like if you have auto draft, then you can avoid the fee. Then he stopped getting his check and then they started drafting fees for both accounts. I'm like, well, damn, like y'all really fucking people.
Seriously. And then the whole, what term do they call it? Cross-selling? Mm-hmm. And that got me because there's been a lot of times, you know what? I was thinking about it. They're not the, well, you know, they said they're not the only bank that does that. But I actually bank with two separate banks. And that's what made me feel bamboozled because I called that other bank asking them a question and they did exactly that. Like, I had a problem and their solution was another service. Mm-hmm. And I left and I have another service with this bank. And I'm like, wow. Like,
y'all are good at what you do. You're dressed up. You look nice. I trust you because, of course, I have to if you got my money. Like, I wouldn't be here with my money if I didn't. So, you know. And
that episode was really eye-opening. Like, people are really corrupt out here. Mm-hmm. And just like my thing is just the whole inhumane, like there's people out here really struggling and you taking their last and just don't care.
And don't give a fuck. Like that's the wild part. That reminds me of like sociopaths. So like there's usually, so the way I learned it is like two different classes. So you have your white collar people like who are doing all these scams and these frauds and taking advantage of people who are less fortunate than them. And then you have the people who do like lower offense. Well, not lower offense, but I don't know what you call it when it's not white collar and it's not blue collar crime.
Blue collar?
I don't know. Like I don't really know what blue collar crime means. But like stuff like disregard for people and animals, like murdering people, stuff like that. Like they both may have similar traits, but how they chose to go about it. Like, oh, I'm taking advantage of all these poor people, taking all their money, or like just taking advantage of people in general. So like murderers, rapists, mm-hmm. stuff like that. That just popped in my head. Money laundering. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this episode. It was another bank, HSBC. So they were involved in a lot of money laundering and got sued like lots of billions of dollars. But that didn't matter to them because they were like they said that was like 2 to 3 days worth, like what they ended up paying in fees, like a couple billion was like, it was a very short amount of days worth of income for them or revenue. It was like 2-3 days or 2-3 weeks or 2-3 months. Like they would make that billion back. Those billions. And it was like 89 billion feet here, 59 billion feet here. Like, and it was crazy. I'm like, how? Billions?
That's something too. Like, sometimes it's hard for me to fathom how much $1 billion is. Like, ever since I watched that Rice video, mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, that is a lot of freaking money. So what were they doing? You said money laundering. Like what?
So like banks are supposed to have like a anti-money laundering like task committee or whatever. They were like just ignoring it. So I blanked out during that episode, but I don't think they heard like everyday people, but they were like, okay, money laundering is illegal. And they were like basically ignoring that and making buku money off of it and just paying the fees that they get.
Wow.
Like y'all gone. And then like they went to court and they was hoping, well, the prosecutors were hoping that somebody would get a criminal fee. So like if me or you did money laundering, we got caught, you would face criminal charges. This whole bank went through dick and nobody got charges. They got billions in fees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But like drug cartel and all that, they were like money laundering from, like, the only time you launder money if it's, like, you need to. So, like, drug cartel, blah, blah, blah.
Like, Power.
I've only watched one episode of Power, so I don't know.
Oh, I don't really know. I feel like somebody got to correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like on Power, he has that club, but he uses the club to like he launders money, but I think he like puts it under the club. So it looks like the business of the club.
Yeah, that's what money laundering. Like you have money from another source, but you're trying to make it look good like it, you made it from a legitimate source.
So how was the bank doing that? Like, what were they getting money from?
Like, so let's say somebody sold like hella drugs and got all these gold bricks. Then they would like say they opened a business and made this money and deposit the money that they get. And then you can trade that for gold because like money is based off gold.
So the people in the bank knew that this wasn't a real business and they just let it go.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Wow. Bruh.
Because then
the powerful are corrupt.
Yeah. So then they were going back and looking back and they like when they were investigating them and they're like, we can see this is laundering. Like, why don't y'all see this is laundering? And like over time, like all the time, like this person closed this business and opened a new one and closed it another one and getting a new one. Like, what? Y'all don't see this?
Wow. People overlook what they want to when it conveniences them.
Mm-hmm. And then another one that like was really sad for me was they were talking about Jared Kushner, which is Trump's son-in-law married to Ivanka Trump or whatever. So he had like this, he was the owner of like several housing developments in New York and then went to Detroit or whatever, whatever. So he would buy basically gentrification. So he would take these places that people have lived in for years that were lower rent communities and then go try to splurge them up, like push people out. And if they wouldn't voluntarily get out, like they had offered them money, but then they like start tearing up stuff in the building, doing construction at all hours of the night, breaking stuff, like putting holes in the ceiling, like all kind of stuff to just try to get them to move out. Yeah. And then like charging fees and then their late fees. Like this one lady, she didn't even live there anymore. And for some reason she got some bill for like $5,000. And she was like, she got it. And she was like, what is this? Like, and then she was like, I haven't lived here in 2 years. And then she had to end up getting a lawyer and all kind of stuff. Cause she was like, I have 3 kids. I'm a single mom. I just don't have like $5,000 to give y'all for something that I don't even owe you. Cause I don't even live there no more. And she took them to court or whatever and like just tried to call them. Like she read this letter that she wrote them and it was really sad. Like she was like basically begging them to like, hey, can you drop this? Like I really don't even owe y'all this. And the response she got was, you will pay what you owe. Like, damn. Like heartless.
And that's what I don't get. Like, you know, we always end up talking about this, but I don't understand. Like, you have billions of dollars. Well, maybe he doesn't. Millions of dollars. Regardless, you have multiple millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You're a multimillionaire.
Like, you're really a predator.
It's enough. When is enough money enough?
Like, the fact when that you're willing to haggle people who don't have the money. I don't like that's just like I don't know like how you do that.
Like I get like of course rent, you got to pay your rent if it's not on time. Okay, there's like but $5,000 and she doesn't live there and then she writes you a letter and you have no type of sympathy.
Yeah, and she's like, y'all, I don't live there. And they like, girl, bye. We done wrote this bill. You gonna pay us? And don't give a fuck. Like that's just crazy.
$5,000. That's crazy. We could go on and on and on about scams because America is freaking corrupt.
Yeah. I mean, well, worldwide.
Well, yeah.
Worldwide. But speaking of worldwide, let's go to our worldwide news section. So, y'all, if y'all didn't know, Black people got powers on the 21st. So, they were calling it, what were they calling it? Black people solstice, nigga solstice.
Negro solstice.
Yeah, Negro solstice. Like, I knew the planets lined up. Was it Saturn and the moon or what?
Child, I don't know. All I know is I have powers.
Right. Where my powers at? Where my billions? What's up?
Bro, That thing was so funny. You know the beginning of Confessions when Usher in the studio talking.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said me on the phone with superhero customer service trying to figure out why mine is not working.
Oh Lord, people stupid. I forgot to get on Twitter that day, but y'all, Negro Solstice, use your powers wisely. Other world news. Damn coronavirus, this shit out here mutating.
Oh my gosh, I heard that we got another there's another strand.
Mm-hmm. So this is a common thing with viruses. So like even with our flu vaccine, like the flu mutates, never know what strands is going to be out here. Coronavirus is just troublesome because like this new strand that they're having in the UK is, they said 40 to 60 percent more easily transmittable. Not really sure if the new vaccine that we have is going to be effective against it. So it's just like a whole mess that like, I'm just over it. Hopefully the vaccines we got in the mix work for that too.
You got to take a vaccine?
It's it's not mandatory. I actually got my first dose today, so it's a 2-part series.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't got no superpowers got yet, though. Huh?
You got it today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
But it's voluntary. And I looked, read this little study, went over the little study. I was like, okay, all right. I can, you know, the way coronavirus was in all of North Carolina, basically in the red zone. I'm like, you're eventually going to get coronavirus, so you already had it, or you can get the vaccine. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get the vaccine.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
And what about these spending checks?
Man, these checks. I'm just like, $600.
Right.
This is what y'all nigga works for months to do? $600?
That's it.
Like, I really, 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 really don't understand. And it's a one-time payment. So when they said $600, I was like, oh, okay, it's going to be like a monthly $600.
Yeah, right.
Well, I thought so because like different places like Canada, like other places, they begin like monthly payments.
Our government hates us.
I mean, really, but I don't know why I thought, because like when it was less than the first one, that's why I was like, oh, it's gonna be monthly.
Oh yeah. Well, that's really crazy. And you know, they said now, like at first it was 600, but now your president said that he not signing nothing until it's 2000. So you know they finna stall this thing out.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, we already know y'all don't care, but like, damn. Yeah, like, people out here dying, losing their homes, ain't got no jobs, and y'all want to argue back and forth and go get all the vaccines, even though y'all don't work on the front lines, but okay.
Yeah, and you know, somebody made a really good point. They were saying, whenever there's a captain on the ship, like, the captain is supposed to be the last person off the ship to make sure the workers, the passengers, and everything get off safely. And that's just their sacrifice they take whenever they become captain. They said, but here our world leaders, they the first ones to jump ship. And we just left to, you know.
I mean, we already knew they ain't here. But
yeah, seriously. That's crazy. Yeah. That was a slight 600? Like, what?
That's
like
what people to do.
Huh?
Like, what are you expecting somebody to do with it?
And they said basically rich people think that's enough money for middle
class. Ain't no way they think that, because then they wouldn't be trying to get all these billions.
That's a fact. Because $600?
Yeah, ain't no way they think that's enough. I mean, like, out of a zero. What's the thing? A 900 trillion? Or what's out of all the money? And everybody getting $600.
Right.
I don't even know how much a trillion is. I can't even imagine.
Bruh. All them zeros, all them commas.
All them commas, and y'all can't give us for $600. For real, though.
And that's the thing, too. It's like, okay, the first round, y'all gave $1,200. And it was like, okay, bet. Like, granted, we weren't as far deep as we are now. So right, you would think now than then.
Whatever. Hoes ain't shit. Yeah. So you seen that? So the doctor that discovered the Ebola virus that came back. You seen he in the woods looking for new stuff?
No.
Child. So on CNN World News, there's an article called Hunting for Quote Unquote Disease X. Like, first of all, why are you hunting for stuff? Why are you out here looking for stuff? But it says, in the Congo rainforest, the doctor who discovered Ebola warns of deadly viruses yet to come. Like, why are you out there? Like, we got enough going on. We don't need you looking for nothing. We don't need you finding nothing. We don't need you doing nothing. You're supposed to be at home quarantining. You in the woods.
What in the world? No, oh, yeah. I have not heard that.
So, yeah. So, that same doctor who discovered that, like, actually, when I was, like, kind of looking into this, there was actually a Ebola outbreak, like, in the earlier part of the year, like, around July, but it, like, got contained. But I was just like, is this, like, what's up? Like, is it over? Like,
stop looking for stuff. So, stop looking for stuff.
Right. Like, people in caves digging up mummies. Like, sit down.
And why is, like, leave it alone.
But y'all
leave it alone. Why are you, what are you doing that for?
Right. Don't
what
you see
the reason?
Don't,
what was the reason?
Right. Like, we got enough shit going on. Like, don't be looking for nothing. Yeah. Like, did, like, looking at this article now, this nigga holding a bat, like, what, at a lab in, I don't even know how to say this, Mbanka. Somebody correct me. Ecologists prepare to take blood sample from a bat captured in the forest. Why?
That bat was doing its own business.
Right. But anywho, so the world's a mess. Oh, like, is this the end? Is this the rapture? What's it called?
Bruh. It feel like it. It really does. It feels like every time we wake up, it is something new.
Literally.
It's just chaotic.
Like, we had murder hornets. They got niggas looking in caves and temples, digging up mummies, discovering stuff. The coronavirus mutating. Like, this is traumatic. Like,
yeah, seriously.
Like, I do not want to see no news articles first thing in the morning. CNB, I need to unsubscribe or something. Could they be blowing me first thing in the morning? New Ebola vaccine. Like, what?
I'm like, bro, can I wake up and do my... my meditation, like this app tells me to.
You've been doing the app?
Yes, I freaking love it.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I ain't been doing it. I did it like one day. I need to get back on it though. We talking about the Stoic app. If any of y'all have heard about that or used that, it's like really well organized though. So I'll say that. Like, it gives you options to kind of, it gives you like a thought prompt for today and a quote, and like gives you option to do meditation, guided reading. I haven't done the negative thing yet. Have you done that?
Nah, I'm trying to steer away.
Yeah, I'm like, why would I want to do that? So it gives you an option to like, if this were to happen, like, what would you do? Like, no, relax.
Like, I get that it's trying to make you feel grateful, but nah, bro. But, it's too, yeah. I feel like it's too much happening right now.
Yeah.
It's just like, nah.
Yeah, it's called fear setting. So it says, what is fear setting? It's similar to goal setting. Is it a three-step exercise to define your fears and explore things that you can do or not do to help you overcome them. Understanding fears lets you make difficult choices, and difficult choices lead to peace and happiness. For who? Because I don't enjoy making difficult choices.
Yeah. But maybe I like that. I like that with the app. Every day you go in there and then it shows you your trends of like your moods and stuff. I like that. They be having some good quotes too.
They really do.
So, you know what I heard?
What you heard?
I heard it was Capricorn season.
How
you finna act though?
But yeah, it's Capricorn season. In case you can't tell from our discussion, your girl's a Capricorn. So that started on the 22nd of December and runs through the 19th of next month. But yeah, Capricorns are the greatest. The end. That's all the review. That's all. That's it. That's all. But just like a couple things that we usually run through. So the element is earth. Quality is cardinal as compared to fixed. For colors, they have us listed as black and brown. Our day of the week is Saturday. Ruler is Saturn, which we gonna start looking into that because I don't know what that mean, y'all. Our lucky numbers are 4, 8, 13, and 22. Oh, I should have said that like a lottery, you know. And it says that our strengths are being responsible, disciplined, self-control, good managers. I thought I said good manners. Negatives, know-it-all, unforgiving, condescending, and expecting the worst. That's what it said our negatives are.
How do you feel about those negatives?
So, I don't agree with some of them, but I can see how they could be accurate. So, people always say that, like, Capricorns are, like, know-it-alls, because I saw this meme, and it was like, if astrology fake, tell me why Capricorns always talk to you like they trying to explain something. Like, but I don't know. I could see that. Unforgiving.
If you educated, just say that.
If you smart, I mean, if you done, don't take it out on me. Like, shit. But I don't know. I disagree with that part, but I could see like how people could think that. Because like the zodiac for Capricorn, they always be like, "Oh, goals, career oriented, blah blah blah."
Oh, I see. I think you're the only Capricorn. Well, the only Capricorn I'm pretty close to.
Yeah,
that I know.
And my daddy one, you knew that.
Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, technically I do since his birthday, but I guess I never
like really thought about it.
Yeah.
But know it all, unforgiving. I do be having a hard time forgiving people, so I ain't gonna hold you. Condescending. I don't do that because like I'm aware of like I try to be aware because like people tell me I'm mean all the time, so I try to be aware of like how what I'm saying comes off. Mm-hmm. And then expecting the worst. Yup. Can't disappoint me if I'm already disappointed.
I'm weak.
But that's just me. I agree with them. What you think
about Capricorns?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you just say you don't know no other Capricorn.
Yeah, I don't really know much. I mean, you don't come off mean to me.
Oh, that's probably good. Right, and we related, so
yeah, that's different. But I feel like there's a difference between mean and direct. Like, I feel like people be like, "Oh my god, you're so mean," but just because sugarcoating something doesn't mean I'm mean.
And that's the problem. And I feel like that can be a whole nother episode. Like, just because America is used to having stuff sugarcoated, like, just because someone doesn't give you a sugarcoated version does not mean it's mean or rude.
Yes. That could be a whole episode, because now I'm thinking about how people dash LOL all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Like, ain't nothing funny.
Yeah. They'll say, "You just stepped on my foot. I don't like you. LOL." Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious. You just stepped on my foot.
Like, wow, that's rude. LOL. Mm.
Seriously. Yeah, I don't get it. But
I get that all the time. And I try to, I don't know. I feel like as I'm getting older, like I start to care less, but I'm trying to like not be abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I feel it.
And then for likes, it has family, tradition, music, understated status, and quality craftsmanship. And then for dislikes, it says almost everything at some point. I'm dead. But yeah,
that's funny.
I know a couple other Capricorn people. I actually know this dude that we got the same birthday, and we were completely different. So I feel like that's kind of weird. Well, I mean, not weird, but like nothing alike.
And you know, that's always interesting too. You know, some people say like you can't date your same zodiac sign because y'all are too much alike. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it works out, even if y'all are super similar, because like, okay, simple understanding. But then sometimes if you are completely different, it's kind of like sometimes it fits. Like,
right. You can't all be the same, because
yeah,
I don't know.
Absolutely.
And then, so wrapping up, it's Capricorn season. The year begins and ends with Capricorn, because we the best out here. Okay, and I'm gonna stop.
Okay.
All right. Simmer down. Relax. Relax. Okay. So we have a brand new segment that we talked y'all about. And we kind of mentioned it in the beginning. So our Ask the Ratchet section segment is where y'all can submit questions to us via social media, on our posts, in our DMs, in our email. And our first one we posted about on our Instagram. So our first question that we received was, under what circumstances can someone wear a bonnet outside the house? And me and Key have different opinions.
No, never. Bro, I don't care, bro. No.
But like, to me, like they bought it, if they bonnet, if they head, I'm gonna mind my business.
I get it. I trust me. I freaking get it. But bro, throw on a hat instead. What about us?
What if my hair can't fit in a hat?
Bro, I'll take a scarf, something. Not a freaking. I can't. I just be feeling like, bro, come on now.
So a bonnet is not okay, but a scarf is okay.
I'll take a scarf.
Y'all let us know what y'all think. I'm all right with it. Like, as long as you ain't at a job interview, sis, come through with the bonnet.
I feel like if it's not like 1-2 in the morning, like, okay, you just got up out of bed and ran into the store. What if it's like 6 p.m. or like, come on,
what if
bro.
It's raining?
That's what umbrellas and nobody want no soaky bonnet anyway.
Yeah. I'm for it. Bonnet gang gang. Like, do you see?
When the last time you wore a bonnet outside the house?
So, I don't wear bonnets to begin with. I wear a scarf.
Oh!
But I'm okay. Oh! No, because to me, it's the same thing. Like, if you wear a bonnet versus you wear a scarf, like, to me, that's the same thing.
I feel like scarves are a little more acceptable.
So, like, if it's like a hair wrap, like, it's intended to be like worn out, then I'm like, okay, cool. But to me, like a sleeping scarf and a sleeping bonnet, like that's the same. Like, cause y'all gotta be careful, cause like, not saying, I don't know if you wear bonnets, but like anybody who wear bonnets, like that little elastic can be wreaking havoc on some edges sometimes. So that's why I don't wear that's why I don't wear bonnets. Preserve those edges.
I said, I wear a bonnet even though I'm bald head.
Bald head, scaly wet, ow.
The head of it, ow.
I'm in between. I still ain't cut this hair off yet. I don't know.
Bruh.
Now I got little baby locks up in the spine.
Hey. Okay. Locked up. I'm locked up.
They won't let me in. They won't let me out of the student debt, y'all. Man. But anyway, it's your girl.
I like that.
Huh?
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. What you were saying?
I was going to say, I really like this whole segment thing because I feel like it can be questions. It can be like, okay, this is the scenario. What do you think I should do? Mm-hmm. Like a confession. Like, I'm excited to see. Like,
neither my confession.
That's when I thought, bruh, what? Throw big.
Big. What was he saying?
About what?
I was going to try to wrap up and connect it to what we were saying, but I forgot.
What was talking about scams?
Mm-mm, the last thing we were just saying.
About Ask the Ratchet?
I don't know. We're just sound out like regular. I can't. All right, y'all. So thanks for tuning in. It's been nice kicking it with y'all. Remember to submit your Ask the Ratchet questions or confessions or whatever y'all want us to talk about to us, and they'll be on our next episode. So signing out, I'm Kay.
Happy holidays, and I'm Key.
All right, y'all enjoy. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bitch.